Welcome, folks, to another CJRO Radio Community Interview. Starting with January 1st, the blue and black bin collection is not the responsibility of the City of Ottawa anymore. The new plan is part of a provincial waste-reducing strategy. To talk about this change with me on the phone is Andrea Gay Farley, Program Manager of Program Planning with the Ottawa City Hall. Hello, Andrea. One of my first questions would be, is there any way that rural residents will be treated differently from urban residents under this new change?
Absolutely not. Residents will have the same service across the city. Circular Materials, who is the Common Collection System Administrator, so they're working on behalf of the producers to orchestrate the change. They have committed to bi-weekly collection in the blue and black bin setups, and that collection will start January 1st through them and continue on.
Does this new rule mean any changes to the actual people who collect the recycling?
That's a great question. So Circular Materials, again, put out contracts to have collectors collect recycling. And in the case of Ottawa, actually, the contract went to our current waste collector, Miller Waste Services. So they bid on that contract, and they will be collecting the recycling for Circular Materials across the city. So it's actually going to be the same collector, coincidentally, both for the city and for Circular Materials.
Does this change mean that the province now decides where the recyclable material will be disposed of? And how does this impact the municipality master plan for waste management?
So yes, the little province sets the regulations, and Circular Materials is implementing the regulations. Circular Materials will decide where the material is processed and how it's processed, and they have to meet targets under the regulations, have to process in such a way that they meet these targets. And then from the perspective of the city, recycling is one of the very, very best ways to keep waste out of our landfill. And so we are going to keep promoting recycling. We're going to keep educating our residents and keep talking about recycling because it's the best way to divert material from our landfill.
Who would be the intended beneficiary of this upcoming change?
Well, that's a very interesting question. So the whole concept of individual producer responsibility makes producers responsible for their paper and packaging in the marketplace. So they're responsible for getting it out of the marketplace once it's been used and then recycling it. So the beneficiaries should be all of us in the fact that manufacturers won't want to put materials out that they can't recycle. So they'll come up with new materials and they'll come up with new paper and packaging that can be better recycled, better reclaimed from the market, and maybe not even have to end up in the market because it has a designated use or is eliminated completely. So the global concept of individual producer responsibility should make us all beneficiary because it will reduce the amount of material that is going to landfill and make producers more aware of what they're putting into the market they have to pay to get it back out and recycled.
What about packaging that is not produced in Ontario?
It's a really excellent question. So the way that Ontario sets up its distribution network or its manufacturing network, even if it's manufactured outside of Ontario, there is a local distributor. There is an Ontario address that either distributes or sells the product. It's going to be the Ontario person that's responsible for paying into the system. And the best example I can give you is that we get paper. The City of Ottawa gets paper from whoever we get paper from, a paper manufacturer. As soon as we stamp our City of Ottawa logo on it and distribute it to residents, we are responsible for putting that paper out of the market. Paper supplier that's responsible is the person that's putting it into the market. There is an Ontario hook for all the products in our market. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the program. We actually transitioned to the Common Collection System in 2023, and we're in a period called the transition period. And what that means is, and we went to our council to get permission to do this, is we are collecting on behalf of Circular Materials right now. So Circular Materials is paying us to collect the recycling, and then they're processing it. Part of how the transition period works, we were one of the first cities to transition. And what that means is that since 2023, residents haven't been paying for recycling. We paid by Circular Materials, and when we've been paying our contractors to collect. So the implication on the taxes was removed as of 2023.
Thank you so much.
A great day.
You too. Bye.